Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. I think it's important that we allow ourselves to get paid. I'm going to say that again. You need to allow yourself to get paid. And this goes deep. What happens for people without realizing it is that we convolute the issue. We typically find, this is what the data shows, and this is what my work as a coach has shown, is that people will flip their relationship with money with their relationship with love. And by the way, people do this with God and their parents, by the way. There's so many things that get hardwired that we don't even realize that are so normal. It's like human psychology 101. So here's what I mean. If you grew up in a house where love was earned, where your parents would give you love if you got good grades, but they would kind of turn away if you didn't. If you grew up in a house where if you were skinny, you'd get praise, and if you gained weight, you wouldn't. People put that onto money. Okay. So then sometimes people feel like they're a fraud, like they don't deserve it, right? Because they didn't feel like they deserved that before. Okay. So we have to unpack that a little bit so that we can just move aside this, like, it's like, you know, when you go into a restaurant, they have these freezers. They're like walk-in freezers and the doors are like these solid steel doors. And they're so heavy. It's like without even noticing it, we're like, I love abundance in my life. And yet we have this steel door, right? This heavy door that sort of blocks anybody from entering to hand you money, because without noticing it, you're sabotaging, opening your palms and just saying, thank you. Saying thank you. Because here's the deal. When someone pays you, you want to hear the big reveal? It's not about you. It's about them. Isn't that a mind-blowing thing? You guys may have thought that you joined my program because of me. And you talk to your friends about it. You talk to your mom about it on the phone. This girl's so amazing. That was you. That was you feeling something get lit up in you because I reflected a part of you and only you. I'm going to say it again. So there's nothing I could do, nothing I can do to earn, to prove myself to someone who I am not a match for. You could name any president since the beginning. Since Washington. You can name any comedian. You can name any restaurant. There will be people who swear by it. And there will be people who are like, oh, how do you like this person? Let's allow for what's actually happening to be what's actually happening. No longer are the days that you walk on your knees for miles in the desert. When somebody comes along and wants to pay you, just step back and marvel at how cool that is, that you get to be there at this point, that this person's journey, that their river met your river, leading where we're all leading. We're all walking each other home, right? And this is where the rivers meet. In Pittsburgh, there's a place where there's a concert venue, Three Rivers. Three rivers meet there. We're all on our own journeys. And sometimes your journeys meet. And that is because on your journey,
you already went a certain route that led you to this bend. And that led you to me, but you got yourself here. And I just now get to be a part of what you happen to be ready for or what you needed next. And you were what I needed next, right? This collection of energy, this collection of souls, exactly as it is, right? When people love you, your followers, when people hate you, I don't think you need to take credit for either one, right? If somebody is in this mood and they decide to curse you, they decide, do you ever notice, by the way, my husband's always fascinated by this. He's like, I don't get it. It's maniacal. Like you see people following people and hating them all the time. And you're just like, just unfollow. Like your tax dollars don't go to this Instagram influencer. Like just unsubscribe. It's like, no, no, no. It's like, ooh, that's juicy. What is that about for this person who has to? They have to make videos about it. They go onto Instagram and make videos about these people. It's like, interesting, juicy, says a lot more about the person making the comment than it does about the other person. And really, it says a lot about the fact that for whatever reason, this is triggering for this person. And boy, what we do is we take credit for all of it. It's all about me. It's all about me. You don't like me? I'm going to be able to sleep. You love me? Oh my God. I need another hit of that. I'm addicted to that. I need more likes because that's also about me. I got to do that again. What did I do? How did I do that? Okay. No. All right. So you're not responsible. You ready? It's another big one. You are not responsible for other people. Oh my God. You could breathe, can't you? How on earth could you be? You're not. So let me ask you this. Okay. Do you think that NYU is known to be a really good arts program, right? Good film school, good theater school. Do you think they lose sleep that there are people graduating from film school who never walk the stage at the Oscars? Do you think that when they enroll people, when they send out the admissions letters, do you think that they hesitate because they're like, oh my God, this person might not be Scorsese. Oh my God. They don't. They're like, hey, you're lucky. It's a privilege. Sit your butt down. We're going to teach you everything we know about making good film. What you do with that, you get to decide what you do with that because it's not up to me. In fact, if you looked at all the programs in the world, programs, courses, Tony Robbins, I don't care what it is, Yale Law School, anything, and you want to know, you want that data. You want to know how many of those people hit the bullseye. Well, it's a small group of people across the board. I'm talking about anything, even products, right? Products, yoga classes, diet stuff. I don't care what it, even your phone, right? You're going to take these amazing pictures. You know how many people take pictures like that? Wind up using the iPhone, wind up knowing the features, use Final Draft. Does that mean people shouldn't make the software for Final Draft? People come to LA, they're like dreams in their eyes, like, I'm gonna write a movie. And you're like, you're so not talented. That's okay. And then they spend all this money, right? They buy the software, then da-da-da-da. It's like, well, that it's good that the software exists, right? You could take a photography class. Should you go to the teacher afterwards and be like, my photography is, it's terrible. It's like, well, oh, see, here's the thing. To be a great photographer, you have to know how to see. So what's that about that you can't see? I can't teach you how to see. But I can teach you how to use the aperture. I can teach you how to go in a dark room. I can teach you how to use different lenses, right? So whatever it is, like I drink this water. If I leave this water in my car in the heat, I'm in real trouble, right? Sheryl Crow taught us that, right? We can have like real problems with water and plastic. So I tend to actually buy the water in the bottles, but I get this delivered on Amazon subscription. We put it right into the fridge. The point is, you do you, okay? You do you, and then give people the opportunity to swimming along in their river. They happen to meet you, right? A lot of things have to happen. A lot of tiny little things have to happen, that they even click on your product, that they even walk into your store, that they're even there with their friend at dinner. And she says, you know, you should go to so-and-so's workshop. Like, a lot of things have to happen, and let them then have agency, right? What we do have to do though, is understand that low price is a race to the bottom. Okay. It's a race to the bottom. So there are billions of people. We know that. We know that that is a fact. Okay. There are billions of people. And we know that there's lots of different places where you could use an analogy. If you were going fishing, there's lots of different fishing holes, right? And there are some parts of the world where when you fish, you're going to get these small fish. And when you fish in certain other places, you're going to get koi or all different kinds of fish. And I'm such an animal lover. I don't think I could ever be anywhere near someone fishing, but I don't judge anyone who fishes. I have too much of empathy. I can't even function sometimes. That's a whole other day. We'll talk about that another day. But the point is, there are different fishing holes. Okay. You get to choose who you serve, but I'm telling you now, the lower your price, you're going to attract a more needy buyer, a more difficult buyer. You're going to attract somebody who at this point in their journey on their river of their own life, they need you to do so much because they need you to convince them, because they're not really ready for something that's at a higher level, a higher vibration. So instead of coming down here and taking that on, I say it's free or it's expensive. Free all day. Like, free all day. Think about the brands in this world who make things that are expensive, who offer to you a vibration that's free, right? They put things out in the world. So you're still getting, you're still consuming something from this energy. But if you want to pay for it, it's expensive.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.